Caroline and Dan Hunter were involved in a collision on the A44 and their son was delivered stillborn several days later. The couple are devastated by their loss, but they say the magnitude of it hasn't been recognised by the authorities. They've been speaking to our reporter, Giles Latcham.
I was probably doing about 40, 45 miles an hour because it was a little bit snowy, and it just pushed us across the road into the grass verge on the other side at the point of impact.
For me, like, mum's instincts, I've been carrying him, I knew instantly something was wrong. It didn't feel right. It was just utter panic.
It happened one Sunday last December in icy conditions on the A44 near Evesham. Another driver pulled out from a side road. The passenger side, where Caroline was sitting, bore the brunt. And in a scan later that day, a nurse confirmed the couple's worst fears. The baby boy she'd been carrying for 16 weeks had died.
She was taking a lot of time before she said anything, and then, yeah, she had to deliver that news, which I imagine was really hard for her too. And she did it in a very sensitive manner, but it was still absolutely devastating to hear.
I was really happy in December, getting married, first child, and it just got ripped away from us in a split second, and it just turned my life upside down.
The couple were due to get married just days later, and instead of the ceremony and reception they'd organised, they went to a registry office. A funeral company in Worcester gave them time and space to grieve the loss of Freddie, as they planned to call him. The driver of the other vehicle was given a fixed penalty notice for a defective tyre, so there was no day in court.
You feel you've been let down by the law, by the authorities. In what way?
I just don't feel like the wider impact and the true impact this has had on our whole family, really, has been took into account. It's been huge. It's been life-changing. And it's not able to be taken into consideration at the moment. As it stands under traffic law in this country, unborn children are not recognised as an entity aside from their mother. He was my child, he was our future plans, and that's all been taken away, and it's so hard. And yeah, it just doesn't feel like there's any justice to that or any recognition for our son.
That was our reporter Giles Latcham with Caroline and Dan in Evesham. Their MP Nigel Huddleston has told us he's raised their case with the Ministry of Justice. In a statement, West Mercia Police say a full investigation was carried out, but there was no evidence to support criminal prosecution. The driver of the other vehicle was issued the highest sanction available. John Scrooby is from the road safety charity SCARD, Support and Care After Road Death and Injury. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Tony.
Is the law and sentencing for traffic offences appropriate, do you think?
I think it is appropriate. The sentencing guidelines given out to magistrates and other judiciary have just been increased from a 14-year maximum sentence for causing death by dangerous or reckless driving to life imprisonment. Unfortunately, the circumstances of this crash, tragic as they are, wouldn't even allow a day in court.
Yeah, I mean, you were a police traffic officer for more than 30 years. How important is it for victims to be able to have that process so they can make an impact statement in court if it gets that far?
I think it's very, very important. And in most cases now, a victim impact statement will have some sway with the judiciary if one's taken in the first place and if it's allowed to be read in court, because there have been cases where a statement is there and it's never even been read.
And if they are they taken into account?
I have no cases where they have been taken into account, and the judiciary have actually given an appropriate sentence. But of course, as I've said, this didn't even go anywhere near a court. It was dealt with by a fixed penalty.
And is there any opportunity? There is an opportunity then for, say, a couple in Caroline and Dan's position to still be able to do that, to have that passed on in any way?
Not really. I think the only option available to them is to have a face-to-face interview with the CPS, who were, at the end of the day, they're the ones responsible for bringing charges. They can ask for a face-to-face consultation and ask for an explanation why the matter didn't go to court.
And also, you said sometimes they're written, but they're not read out anyway. Why would that be? If somebody's taken the trouble to do that, why would it not be read out?
It's very hard to say. There's no hard and fast rules as to whether they are read out or not. It's really down to the discretion of others on the bench.
So surely that makes the victims feel they're not listened to?
In most cases, yes. I mean, the victims have gone through a devastating and traumatic time enough without, you know, even having any input into the case at all. It's wrong.
I mean, your charity offers support for people in circumstances like this, and I imagine the impact of road traffic collisions can just be absolutely devastating.
It can. Any death is devastating, but then to be involved in a road collision, it's often a traumatic and violent death. And then to find out that that's been caused by somebody breaking the law just adds to that burden of grief. The support and care that we offer is quite unique in the UK. We offer empathy rather than sympathy. Everybody involved in our charity has gone through the trauma that these people are going through. We offer support by way of counselling where necessary, practical guidance, signposting to other agencies if necessary, legal advice, and we'll even help out at the inquests should it be necessary to go.
Sure. John, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it. That's John Scrooby from the road safety charity SCARD Supports and Care After Road Death and Injury. If you ever seen, you know, cases that do go to court and the reporter reads out part of that impact statement that somebody has made, it can be really affecting. Can't it? Just hearing from the victim's side. But, you know, Caroline and Dan were so looking forward to meeting little Freddie, you know, and that chance has gone. It just doesn't seem to be recognised by the authorities. That just them, they want that registered in some way. Can you take their point? Or something similar happened to you? Let us know. 0800 121 8181. You can text 81333. Start your message with HW or WhatsApp 0800 321 333 and start your message with HW. BBC Hereford and Worcester. Tony with you for